Has begun. A week before the first debate, President Biden's campaign has released a spot attacking Donald Trump over his legal troubles.
He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working.
Trump campaign has just responded. A spokesman says the new ads show Mr. Biden's led a coordinated attack against the former president and calls the Biden campaign, quote, stupid enough to highlight how they've weaponized the justice system. The former president meets with House Speaker Mike Johnson at Mar-a-Lago today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Both sides are trying to help each other out. Former President Trump has offered to campaign on behalf of embattled House Republicans, and House Republicans have pushed an agenda they think helps Trump, including investigations into President Biden and raising the profile of the issue of border security.
The Surgeon General is out with a stark warning this morning about the dangers of social media to children and teenagers' mental health. In an op-ed in the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy is calling for warning labels on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, just like the ones on tobacco and alcohol products. He says the effects can be as grave as road deaths or eating contaminated food. A trial date has been set for a Wall Street Journal reporter who's been held in Russia for more than a year. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has the details.
Russian prosecutors accuse Evan Gershkovich of working for the CIA. They say he collected information about a Russian tank factory. He's been detained since he was arrested in March of last year. Now he will go on trial. He denies the espionage charges.
The proceedings will be held behind closed doors in Southern California. The state's largest wildfire of the year is burning through dry brush in the mountains along Interstate 5 north of L.A. KNX's Jeff Platt.
More than 14,000 acres are charred as the post-fire continues to burn out of control in the heart of the Grapevine. It's a complicated battle for firefighters who are navigating rugged terrain. Meanwhile, harsh gusts up to 60 miles an hour fuel the flames. L.A. County Fire Captain Marco Rodriguez hopes the large blaze isn't the start of something bigger.
If this is just a glimpse of what is to come, we're in for a long season.
Fire crews say the flames are only 2% contained. On the golf course in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Viv's Bryson DeChambeau edged Rory McIlroy by a single stroke to win the U.S. Open for the second time.
I don't know what to think. It fully hasn't sunk in yet, but I just want everybody to enjoy it as well.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fatal shooting Friday night in Kenosha happened near 48th Street and 36th Avenue. Kenosha police say 32-year-old Kenneth Davidson was shot at around 9 Friday night. Investigators report that no arrests have been made at this point. Ride ridership is up. The Racine bus system reports a 40% increase in people riding the transit system in 2023. According to the city of Racine, the system provided over 1 million unique rides last year. That puts them above pre-pandemic levels. Transit Director Trevor Young credits the city's laser focus on expanding access to public transportation. A reminder about the Racine rally for Trump tomorrow. Given the heat, it'll likely be an indoor event. However, there is an option for an outdoor address at Festival Park. The former president is expected to speak at around 3. Prepare for traffic impacts in and around the downtown Racine area tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a dramatic 5-4 win over the Reds. It ended in the top of the ninth. Cincinnati trying to score the tying run, but Blake Perkins making a spectacular throw to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's out.
to end the game!
Blake Perkins on his throw home from center field.
Off the bat, it was kind of tough. I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to go for the catch, like a dive, or play it on the hop.
Catcher William Contreras shaken on the play after tagging out and colliding with the Reds' Stuart Fairchild. How is he? Manager Pat Murphy.
Not sure. We got to get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore.
The Crew open a three-game series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. NBA, game five of the finals tonight. Boston leads Dallas 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81.
Right now, 71 degrees.
And that's one of those songs that was the flip side of a hit, but you can't tell these days because, do you remember what the original
A-side
was?
Yeah, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, and this was the flip side.
The Beatles really didn't have B-sides. They were all A-sides.
Bill Lawrence is here. Bill Lawrence was at WRJN doing afternoons, the Newsday show, afternoons here for how long?
I did it from, when I first came here, it was October of 98. And I started on our old FM signal, 92.1.
You were on 92.1.
It was
Easy
92.
I didn't realize you were over there.
Yeah, it was soft rock, that kind of AC.
Yeah.
And I did that for, I want to say, about 6 months over there.
Oh, long time.
Doing middays. I did middays.
Long timer.
I think you were on doing mornings until about 9 o'clock or so. And then there was an hour of just music, I think. And I'm trying to remember this. I always regret not keeping a better radio journal of my life because now I forget more than I remember. But I worked 10 until, I want to say it was 3 or 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And at some point, I was doing both. I would work over there until 3, and then I'd come over here and do Newsday from 4 until 7. And then eventually, it was just over here.
You know what's amazing? I was the program director, and I don't remember you over there.
Yeah, that's how I got. Ed Duty was our general manager at the time. I'd worked with him in Kenosha, and he got me the gig here because I was replacing somebody that they didn't really like. And I can't remember. God bless him. I can't remember
you
his
remember
name either.
Who, tell, when we're off the air, you'll tell me who it was. Now let me tell
honestly,
you
I wish I could remember his name, but you know, I felt bad because he shadowed me for a couple of days, not knowing that I was here to take his job.
Oh come on,
that happened to me a couple of times when I first got my full time gig in Kenosha the first time around. Stanley J. Wallace was the afternoon man down there. And I would fill in for him, and then eventually Paul Kern, who was the program director time, decided to give me the job, and Stanley, got the radio treatment, the radio shuffle, as we call it.
But you know what? In this business, people move on.
It's transitioning all the time.
If I told people how many different radio stations I've worked at in my career, I mean, it's amazing. There's almost 18 of them. I mean, it's not
too numerous to list during this segment.
And it's the one thing when you apply for a job in radio, they don't ask you, well, why'd you get fired at your last job? Because we all know.
Everybody does.
Everybody gets fired.
Everybody gets bounced.
Let me tell you why Bill's here. This is our WRJN.
I'd like to know that myself, Don.
Yeah. This is our WRJN historical marker, and Bill is number 10.
Number 10.
Paul Kern was already interviewed. We did Paul Kern.
You know, I'm honored to be here. I think, first of all, let me tell you, I love this format that you guys are doing now. To me, it was interesting that a radio company, a radio station, actually listened to the audience and said, okay, you guys liked that. We'll put this back on. So now the music and the community features, it's terrific.
You spoke. We listened. Eventually.
Eventually. We got to it.
And so Bill is number 10. And the reason we're doing this.
Which is better than number 2. Well, a lot of my bosses thought I was number 2 for a long time.
I don't like the way that even sounds. Let me tell you why we're doing this. People may have heard me mention this before, but I was at the funeral for an old radio friend of mine, Bill Moose. Remember Bill Moose?
You used to tell me 101 Bill Moose stories.
Oh, it was great.
Amazing stuff.
This guy was in a wheelchair, and I used to schlep him around the country to different radio functions, and I got some stories for you. But anyway, so I was at the funeral for Bill, and his wife asked me, do you have any recordings of Bill or air checks? Do you have any recordings of Bill on the radio? And I said, well, no. I said, don't you? She goes, no. Not a one. This guy was 20 years in Milwaukee radio, and then he was 10 years prior to that in, I think, WIBA, something like that. I think wind is being WIBU. He was there in the Madison area, and there's no air checks of him. There's no recordings of Bill ever being on the radio that we know of. So I was at the funeral, and I'm sitting there. First of all, I had to speak, and then after I sat down, I said, wow. There's no recordings of him. We can't even listen to what he sounded like.
That's sad. That's tragic.
So I said, I'm not going to let that happen here. And so I started the WRJN historical marker. The Racine Library said they can archive it for us. WBA, I'm going to try to get to archive. They said they could in their audio museum. So we have the first 9. We'll have 10 today. And they'll be archived. So 50, 60 years from now, when people say, there was something called radio? These guys actually.
Are you sure that's 50 or 60 years?
Anyway, so that's why we're doing it. And I'm trying to get as many people as we can. We started with the oldest, Tony Gazzana. That's what I told him. Tony was the owner of the station. He was number one. We're starting with the oldest, getting down to the youngest. And so Bill is number 10 on the list. So I'm going to talk about how you got even started in radio. How old were you?
I was a late bloomer. You know, you always hear these stories about radio guys. I was 13 and I mowed the lawn and I walked in and they put me on the air, or I took out the trash, that kind of stuff. I didn't get started doing radio till I was in my mid-20s. I was knocking around doing odd jobs. I worked at a restaurant. I was a restaurant cook, and it certainly at some point got to the status where I can't do this anymore. I got to find something I can do.
Something sturdy that I can hold on to for a career that will never let me go, right. Never fire
and
me.
And I never found that. So I got into it. Actually, Gateway Technical College, God bless them, in Kenosha, had a radio broadcasting program. And I got fed up with my job, and I just looked at Gateway, and I looked at all the listings of careers. And I thought, which one am I most able to do? And I pointed to radio broadcast. So I took the program. It was a 2-year program. I graduated. The best thing about it, you know, you learn the nuts and bolts of stuff. The best learning experience is being on the radio. So we had a cable radio station at the college, and we practiced there. It was a good place to practice. But the most important thing was to make connections with people. And my first job out of school was at the old WMIR in Lake Geneva, 1550 on your AM dial. And it was a great place to learn because you could go there and you could be terrible. And there aren't many places like that anymore. So you could go and you'd learn and every day you'd try to get a little better. And eventually through attrition, you work your way up. I started board hopping, running the commercials for Milwaukee Brewers games at night. And the funny part about WMIR was it was a daytimer, which means the FCC only licensed it to operate during the day. But they had a license where they could run at nighttime at low power. Now, I think a lot of stations, when they were told to go low power, they, you know, maybe half power or whatever. We had to go when the sun set. We had to drop from a 500-watt, I think it was a 500-watt radio station. We had to drop to 2.3 watts for the first hour. Then we would go to 1.9.
Which got you basically out of the parking lot.
Basically, yeah. And then if it went past 2 hours, let's say we have a late programming thing or a West Coast Brewer game. After a certain time, we were down to 1 watt.
Oh, my goodness.
Which you could hear out to the lamppost. Maybe out to the Burger King in Lake Geneva, but that was as far as it goes. And so if you had a West Coast game that started at 9 o'clock, you were there until midnight, and God knows who was hearing it. I had no idea.
Wow.
But it was a great place to learn.
And it's still there today, the building. It's a gun club.
It's a gun club. Some kind of thing like that. We go out there every now and then, drive past it, you always take a look, right? Because you always want to know.
They take shots at the old tower. Bill Lawrence is here. It's WRJN historical marker number 10. More Bill coming up in a moment. It's 717. Looking for a sunny day today and hot, highs near 89. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 72. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. It's sunny at 71 right now at Radio Park.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free 2-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free 2-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Check, check, 1, 2. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
That's the sound of steak searing in its juices on your new pellet grill. You heard that right. The Weber Searwood Pellet Grill can smoke low and slow at 180 degrees all the way to a high heat sear at 600. With the Weber Searwood, you can cook on the direct flame over the full great sear zone. You'll hear the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Nelson always singing at the end of the Ozzy and Harriet show, and they always stuck his song on there, and it was such a hit, the Donna Reed show forced Shelley Fabre to do the same thing,
and Paul Peterson too.
Yeah, they forced them to do it, and they didn't want to do it, but they said, look what that's going on with Ozzy and Harriet, we're making money here. we can make you a star just like Ricky Nelson's a star. And of course Shelley Fabre had Johnny Angel,
right? Yeah,
they eventually went on to Coach. I think she was on
that show. Yeah, she was the wife on Coach.
Yeah, I think she's married to Mike Farrell from MASH.
Yeah,
BJ Honeycutt.
MASH, Mike Farrell, who never had a hit record. Shelley Fabre, hit record.
Well, he was bubbling under the top.
Well, he spent 3 years in Korea. Yeah. He didn't have a chance to record.
Spent more than that. The show lasted three times as long as the Korean War
11
did.
11 seasons, yeah.
We're talking to Bill Lawrence. It's our WRJN historical marker number 10. We're talking about his career, how he wound up here in his years at WRJN. So you were at
out in Lake Geneva,
WMIR, an AM radio station, no longer around.
Right.
But you were out there at the time, rocking and rolling with...
Well, it was like an AC format.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't want to do anything too controversial out there. Except for, there was a time when we had a general manager out in New York. His name is Lee Harris. You may be familiar with the name.
Oh, yeah,
Harris,
yeah.
Big-time New York radio stations. Yeah. If you watch 9/11 documentaries, his voice is on a lot because he was working, I don't know what the big news station in New York was.
1010 Winds.
Yep.
My dad worked there.
He worked mornings at Winds, and he was there in New York when that whole thing went down. I don't know how he ended up in Lake Geneva for about a year. He was our general manager, and he did everything he could. He was crazy. His big claim to fame for our little hole-in-the-wall radio station, Lake Geneva, was there were three in Walworth County, there were three strip clubs, And he was so excited when he was able to get all three of them
on the air,
advertising on our little adult contemporary station.
Yikes.
People would call and say, how can you run those commercials on this radio station? And he was so happy because he knew that the commercials worked. People were calling to complain about him, but he did a lot of wacky things. We had a guy named Norm Breest working out there.
Oh, Norm worked here for years,
he was
too.
Great. What a great guy. Yeah. He would put him in a turkey suit and send him out to the grand opening of the Century Store in Lake Geneva. And he organized, Lee Harris organized a listener trip to Hell, Michigan. You could win a trip to Hell on WMIR.
Why was he here? He is at the biggest news station in America, one of the biggest stations, 1010 Winds in New York. What is he doing at WMIR?
He didn't last long. He went back to New York.
Oh, he was physically here.
Yeah. He came in every day. Nicest guy in the world. But he knew it was just a little stopover for him. He went crazy. So MIR kind of, after the owner passed away, the kids really didn't want to take it over, or ended up getting sold. Everything kind of disintegrated. So it eventually led to my job, my first run at WLIP, where I took the afternoon gig from Stanley Wallace. I still feel bad about it, but that's radio. What are you going to do?
Yep. And so after MIR, where'd you go?
I went to the LIP full-time. I'd been working weekends, doing some fill-in stuff there. And I worked at LIP. I got fired there in 97, December of 97. I don't really remember the reason. I think it was economical.
Maybe they didn't like your face.
That could be it. I thought I had a great face. Could have been wrong on the face thing.
Okay.
So then I got a gig at Easy. I'm trying to remember all of this stuff. Got a job doing part-time fill-in weekend stuff at Smooth Jazz in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
WJZI.
Right. Our
Chris Morrow was the boss.
Our general manager here.
He probably doesn't remember me. I think I saw him one time.
Yeah.
But I would work like fill-ins, wherever they needed. I did the night shift. I would do the night shift and then have to come in and do the morning shift. The thing was, I lived in Kenosha. The station was way up on the north side of Milwaukee. So it's like an hour plus drive. So I would sleep in the furnace room or boiler room, whatever it was.
Oh, I need a photograph of that. I got to post that.
I would sleep and then I would wake up and do the shift. And eventually I did that for a while. And then I got hired here. And I got hired here in late 98. I was here until 04.
Wait. We just jumped here real quickly.
Yeah.
How'd you left JZI?
Yeah, because that was just a part-time.
Oh, just part-time. Okay, part. So you came here.
Yeah.
In what year now?
This was October of '98. Ed Duty hired me, and I worked over at EZY, and then transitioned over to RJN.
Now Ed Duty was general manager here. He also was general manager at LIP.
Yeah, when I worked there the first time.
But he got fired there.
Yeah.
And he held it against the company. Because he said, I am going to take their radio station and bring it here and put them out of business. That's his attitude. He just hated them. And he wanted to change the city of license from this station to Kenosha just to go against. He just hated them for letting him go.
That was a bad thing, a bad experience.
I wanted to interview him. He just passed away about a year or so ago.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
He passed away.
He was a great guy.
And I wanted to use him as one of our historical markers.
Ed Duty. The two things I remember about Ed is he loved the White Sox.
Yes.
And he loved golf.
Oh, he also loved Notre Dame University.
Yeah, he was a big Notre Dame guy.
The first thing he did here was make us the voice of Notre Dame, the Irishman of Notre Dame.
Okay, we're going to do this now.
That's the first thing he did.
But yeah, I worked, and then I transitioned here to Newsday and did that until 04. But we had a lot of good times working in Racine.
Right in this seat. Well,
right
not the
in
seat.
This, yeah,
this
your
position.
Seat
the position.
Over there.
Yeah. Right. You worked here for how many years now?
I worked, it was 6 years. 6 years.
Okay. It was a good time.
Yeah. We did all kinds of things. We did a lot of community radio like you guys are doing now. And he even let me do a wrestling talk show.
Okay. So Stuart J. Wattles asked me to ask you a few things. We're going to get to it after the news.
I want to know what he wants to know.
Okay, that's one of them, but I didn't want to get to it now. After the break, it's going to take a little bit here. All right, we have Bill Lawrence is here former WRJN announcer, help air personality, and he was here for a couple of years, 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
I was program director. You think I'd know this stuff?
Not a clue.
So Bill was here, and he's our WRJN historical marker number 10. We're marking the history of the station as we approach 100 years, which will be in 2026, 100 years. And the
I make it.
You'll make it. Historical society here in town, the Heritage Museum, said they will do a display for 100 years.
Beautiful.
They'll have a little sign, 100 years, that's it.
That's enough for you guys.
They'll make on their computer. No, they're going to do a little thing. We've got the Carcos, Tom Carco, and Janet Carco. They have all the stuff.
Yeah, they're the keepers.
Yeah, the keepers of the historical stuff. So we're going to put it all together. It's 7:30. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. It's news time now at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fatal shooting Friday night in Kenosha happened near 48th Street and 36th Avenue. Kenosha police say 32-year-old Kenneth Davidson was shot at around 9 Friday night. Investigators report that no arrests have been made at this point. Ride ridership is up. The Racine bus system reports a 40% increase in people riding the transit system in 2023. According to the city of Racine, the system provided over 1 million unique rides last year. That puts them above pre-pandemic levels. Transit Director Trevor Young credits the city's laser focus on expanding access to public transportation. A reminder about the Racine rally for Trump tomorrow. Given the heat, it'll likely be an indoor event. However, there is an option for an outdoor address at Festival Park. The former president is expected to speak at around 3. Prepare for traffic impacts in and around the downtown Racine area tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday morning. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed the presence of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in 90 dairy herds across 12 states. Wisconsin has not had a case, but if you're looking to show dairy cattle at the county fair or other show, your cow will need to test negative for the influenza A virus. As the virus spreads, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture is pushing Congress to increase funding for animal disease prevention. This is according to public policy lead R.J. Carney.
Absolutely. Resources, resources, resources. Looking at the Farm Bill and also just appropriations, it is critical that Congress understand the importance of funding emerging animal diseases. NASDA strongly supports that. We work very closely with our state veterinary officers to ensure that they have the resources necessary to combat and also to build a path forward for any new diseases that come. So this is a strong message that we're sharing with members of Congress and also the administration.
RJ Carney along with us, the Senior Director of Public Policy for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA. Stick around for a look at your commodity markets next.
One of the most common questions that farmers ask is, why don't we see marketing for our dairy products in our state? Where should we be looking? Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, sheds light on how you can see your checkoff dollars at work.
Well, this is the perfect time of the year for them to ask that. In every media market across the state in June, we have over 57 dairy farm families featured on local news stations telling their dairy story and encouraging consumers to really celebrate June Dairy Month. But outside of Wisconsin is actually where we spend a majority of our efforts. We know that in Wisconsin, we appreciate our dairy farmers and our dairy products, but we really need to grow demand outside of Wisconsin. In fact, 90% of the milk in Wisconsin is made into cheese, and 90% of that cheese is sold outside of Wisconsin. So growing those export markets, growing demand across the United States, whether it's out in Washington or down in Florida, those are the areas that we really target to make sure we're growing demand.
Visit WisconsinDairy.org to learn more.
We're starting the work week off in the red. From Chicago, cash corn is down 3.5 cents at 446.5. December new crop corn down 3.25 at 467 a bushel. Cash soybeans are down 14 cents, trading at 11.65¾. November new crop beans down 11 cents at 11.38¾. And July new crop wheat is trading down 14¾ cents at 5.98 a bushel. Currently, the July Class 3 milk contract is down 3 cents at $20.64 a hundredweight. The August contract is trading down 4 cents at $21.10 a hundredweight. That's a look at your commodity prices on a Monday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81.
It's 76 at our studios.
WRJN. Play the lottery now. Anybody else play the lottery? Yeah. The lottery, the last act of a desperate American. What I really hate? The people that win the lottery. I hate them. They always go, what are you doing with all that money? Oh, I'm not going to quit my job. Not only would I quit my job, I'd be out of the office so fast. Three or four people I work with would be out of a job because the suction would carry them out in the street with me. I'd be flying out of there like a rocket.
Shondells, I think we're alone now. Tommy James is a disc jockey now.
Is he really?
Yes, and he's very good. I heard him on the radio. He's very good. Peter Noon is also a disc jockey from Herman's Hermits, and he's terrible. But Tommy James is very good on the radio. He's a natural. Bill Lawrence is here. It's our WRJN historical marker number 10. We're doing the history of WRJN with the people that worked here. Well, they're still alive. Bill's still alive, so he's in here.
For now.
We got him before while he's still...
A lot of people taking the over or the under on that. I don't know.
Okay, so you're WRJN. You're hired here. You go last 6 years. Did you enjoy your stay here?
I loved it.
Don't have to say that, by the way.
Okay, wasn't that great? No, it was. We did a lot of fun stuff, and we did the kind of show when we would have guests, consistent guests every week, but we'd do a lot of chatting and. I started to mention before we went to news there, we did a wrestling show on Fridays. You were nice enough as the boss. I came to you with the idea of doing a wrestling show. I said, okay.
I don't care.
You can do it. I'll give you the last 15 minutes on a Friday. So 6:45 Friday, it was myself and Kevin Erb, who was a part-time employee here.
Really?
Yeah. Nice, the nicest guy in the world. We bonded over wrestling. So I dubbed him Cactus Kev, and we'd come in on Thursday nights and we'd record, a 12, 13, 14 minute wrestling show talking. And that's when the Attitude Era of wrestling was very big at that point. And we had a lot of fun doing that. Kevin is like a professor now. He went on to be a high school teacher. He got his master's degree And I still keep up with him on Facebook. I still send him stuff. He was a great guy. But yeah, he was smart because he knew radio was just a jumping off point for something greater. So, yeah, he's a big time college guy.
Yeah, Stuart J. Waddles asked, he said, that's where I first heard Bill Lawrence doing the wrestling show here.
And, so. Yeah. And I worked with Stu for, you know, how many years in Kenosha? Stu's okay, a great guy.
So you left here. I guess we didn't like your face anymore.
Well, Bliss Communications owned the stations at that time. And I know you know Tim Edis.
Yeah.
Tim Edis was the GM.
He was on our historical marker series already. He was ahead of you.
He was ahead of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, it was the old thing in radio. Now, you only got bounced one time in your 50-year career.
It was here.
It was here. And there he is. Who's sitting in the chair? He is. But it's the old, and I had this in Kenosha the first time around. If you're walking down the hallway after your shift is over and your boss comes and says to you, hey, got a minute? You know that the hammer is about to drop.
Especially if it's a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Actually, the interesting thing was two of the times where I got fired, it was on a Monday, oddly enough. The first time in Kenosha and the second time in Kenosha, both Mondays. So talk about having a case of the Mondays.
Okay, so you got let go here.
Yeah.
And you immediately bounced to Kenosha.
Yeah, I called my old boss, John Perry, who was running Will Rock at the time. And I said, hey, John, I'm a free agent. What do you got for me? He said, hey, we got, you know, fill-in hours. We did part-time. I would come in and do weekend shifts. And this is when 95 Will Rock was just getting started. And actually, you know, I'd go in on the weekends and I'd do a live shift. And then I would end up filling in on LIP doing weekend shifts. And that went on for about 6 months. And Paul Kern, who, again, my radio career, it seems to cut through two or three of the same people constantly. Paul Kern was doing mornings at LIP, and it was the summer of 05. Summer of 05. He went on vacation for a week and never came back because he got a gig doing mornings here at WRJN. So after a trial period, they eventually said, okay, well, just give it to you. And I did mornings from 2005 until 2023 on LIP.
That's a long time.
In Pleasant Prairie. And then when they built the stations and moved down to Gurnee, did it there until in March 6, 2023, and the next hammer dropped. It's just a discussion of when I got fired at 23 stations.
How many stations did you work at?
Not that many. I mean, you can boast. Well, you worked at 2006 stations, I think. I worked at four. But I had two runs at LIP. I had the Jazz Station, MIR, and here.
That's amazing. Four stations
easy
in your career.
That counts as two, right? That's an easy one.
That's amazing. I'm like at 14 or 17 stations.
Yeah, I'm not the typical radio nomad story where I go all over the country. Basically concentrated in southeast Wisconsin.
Well, when I got the job at Atlanta, it was for the company I worked for on Long Island. I started there as a janitor.
Is that WGBB?
Yep, WGBB. It was the station janitor.
You should be impressed that I remembered that.
Yes, I am impressed. Because considering now the format's all Chinese. Yeah. They bought it. I was going to leave them. They bought a station in Atlanta. They said, you want to do morning? So my parents said to me, how can you just pick up and leave? Because my parents never left the...
Right.
You know, 20 miles from the day where they were born. And I said, well, it's an opportunity. And my mother cried. And my dad said to my mother the night before I left, said, oh, he'll be back. And my mother said, he's never coming back.
And you never came back.
Never came back. She said, my brother who lived in Chicago, my father said, well, he's never coming back. And my mother said, he'll be back. And she was right. My brother came back.
Yeah.
But I never came back. Then I came to Milwaukee, and the rest is history. I'm here. But
but I didn't have that radio nomadic experience. I worked at
where local were you born? State.
I was born in Racine County. I grew up in actually Yorkville Township.
That's where you were born?
I was born in Racine. My folks lived in Caledonia, mm-hmm. and then moved to Yorkville, right on the interstate highway. Right around by Highway 20.
So you lived on the interstate.
Not quite, but
in a car on the interstate.
If we walked down to the end of, we lived in a subdivision. If you walked down to the end of our road, you could see the interstate highway. It was 52nd Street, and then it was Evans Lane. And my folks lived there, gosh, for like 60 years. And my dad passed 5 years ago, and my mom sold the house and got out of the big house. And she lives in Sturtevant still at Killarney Court.
Oh, yeah, Killarney
right
Court,
by,
yeah.
Right back of Billiger's.
Yes, I know exactly where that is.
So I get to Sturtevant often. In fact, I'll be coming back here later today to take her to the doctor. So, but she's going to be 86 in July. God bless her.
Oh, bless her, yeah.
Yeah. And she's still, you know, go, go, go.
Did your mother ever say to you what my mother said? My mother used to always say to me, so when are you going to get this radio thing out of your system? Because my brother was a doctor.
No, honestly, John, I think my parents barely knew I was even on the radio.
My mother used to say, so this is it? This is what you're going to do? And keep in mind, this was just a couple of years ago before she passed away. So this is it? I said, yeah, I think this is it. I'm ready to retire and go on Medicare. This is it? She just didn't think it was a career.
Yeah.
She just thought, well, your brother's a doctor. No, my brother was playing with a rock and roll band up until he was a doctor. He wanted that to be his career.
You know, it's obviously people know this. It's not the most stable of careers, but when you're in it, there's nothing like it. Every day is different. I mean, at some point, yeah, a job becomes a job for everybody, no matter what you do. But the thing about radio is it's always exciting. Something happens. You always get a story. You meet a lot of people, and hopefully, if you're doing something right, people will remember you, and you make a mark on somebody's life. There was a situation I remember years ago. We once in a while somebody would come in and take the tour of the studio, and there was a kid. He couldn't have been more than 8 or 9 years old. Came in, just watched us work for a little bit. 10 years later, I'm at the Subway in Kenosha, and, you know, I'm just going to get a sandwich, and there's, I didn't recognize him anymore, but there's that kid, and he said to me, are you Bill Lawrence? And I said, yeah, I get recognized. I think everybody does at some point in places. And do you remember, it was about 10 years ago, I was in the station, and it's like, wow, the kid remembered that, and yeah. That's the best part of this whole thing. If people can remember, take a piece of their life out of what you do, that's fantastic. I love that.
I like when people come up to me, do you remember about 15 years ago I asked you to play a song? You said you were going to play it and you never played it. Do you remember that? I waited all night to hear that song. You made me a promise. You never kept your word.
I'm the same way. You forget more than you remember, unfortunately. And the older you get, the more you forget. So.
And there were some people that left here, went on to bigger and better things. Rami McClough. I don't know if you remember Rami.
I do.
Rami was a part-timer. He went on to do sports radio up in Minneapolis and got fired.
I think didn't he make a stop in Milwaukee first?
Yes, he worked at the sports station in Milwaukee as well and got fired. But now he's a stand-up comic and
no
doing
kidding.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, Rami McClough. Yeah, there's a lot of people that went through this radio station. Some went on to bigger and better things. Some, you know,
some
retired.
Some
well, they retired
yeah. right.
from here. But yeah, I mean, look at, you know, I say to Chris Morrow, who was our station manager here at one time, did you ever think we'd both be back here again, along with Kurt Bowman? I mean, yeah. We all worked here together.
Now, Kurt came back. He does afternoons.
Right,
does
a afternoons
great job.
Here.
What was Kurt doing before he got the call to come back here?
Kurt was doing another outside of radio, and he was doing that. But he always wanted to get back in, and this was an opportunity for him, and he took it. But what are the chances of the three of us coming back to this radio station after the previous owner said, Outensy, never want to see your face again?
That just goes to show you how weird it is.
It is. It's a very forgiving business.
You can go home again.
There are some places I wouldn't want to go back to again. But Bill Lawrence is here. It's WRJN historical marker number 10. We're doing the history of WRJN, and Bill's a big part of that history. More coming up in just a moment. I'm Don Rosen, looking for sunshine. Hot weather today. Highs near 89. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 72. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 86. And this is going to happen all summer. I'm not going to mention it. a slight chance, like 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms each day. So I'll just mention that to you. Sunny at 77 degrees right now at Radio Park.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Score a William Contreras Brewers City Connect replica jersey giveaway at the game against the Reds on August 10th, courtesy of Hupie and Abraham. The first 30,000 ticketed fans to enter the gates will get the replica jersey. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hot time.
lover. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Bill Lawrence is here with our WRJN historical marker number 10. And we were just talking off the air about stories we can't tell on the air, but
they were good stories, but sorry.
Do you have anything weird that ever happened to you in radio that you can talk about?
I mean, you know, we had a couple of episodes where the F-bomb got out.
Oh, no.
On the air twice, actually. It was pretty funny. I was doing a bit. We were giving away, and this was at LIP. We were giving away some kind of exercise video, and I didn't know what the guy was. So I called the promotions director in-house. He didn't know he was on the air, and he dropped the F-bomb.
On the
and
radio.
It's like, you start backpedaling immediately. Oh, and here's Tommy James. Let's go down and get out of that.
I never cursed on the radio.
I don't think I ever did the big one. I may have said something else, not knowing a microphone was on. But
the queen mother of dirty words.
Yeah, that one. Can't say it. This isn't a podcast. This is not satellite. Can't say that one still. And, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, I don't have the great stories. Don Rosen, why aren't you writing a book? You have the biggest collection of stories.
But I'd have to name names, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Especially in a court of law.
I learned that from somebody here at this station.
Lou Turner taught me that.
I heard it from somebody else.
Yeah.
The great Lou Turner. I'm sorry I couldn't interview him here. He passed away.
Yeah, he passed a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was one of my best friends, and we would just... I mean, you want to talk about stories we couldn't tell on the radio. We would sit and talk. And I knew his wife and his daughters.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Terrific guy.
Yeah, we talk about all the people that passed away. And I hate to sound so maudlin in the morning, but a lot of people who went through here are no longer here anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Well, time marches on, you know, and I'm just happy to still be among the breathing.
Now, a question from a listener.
Yeah.
Are you gainfully employed on this day?
I am employed. I don't know if it's gainfully. But this summer, I'm working for the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm a marketing intern, according to my business card. I'm the world's oldest intern. I'm De Niro. I'm Robert De Niro in that movie. Yeah. So I'm just helping Dave Strash, who is the president of the chamber, going to events and visiting businesses and helping out, doing whatever he needs me to do. And, you know, it's a 3-month gig. So please, if anybody has work after September, let me know. I can work. You know, I'm just looking for part-time stuff. I'm not here to shill for a job or anything. But,
but you will.
But yes.
You're not below that.
To answer the question, yes, I'm gainfully employed, at least for the summer.
I got a question for you here.
Yeah.
I try to ask people when they come in, my guest, a question. If your boss offered you a promotion that didn't come with a raise, would you take it? Radio people would. They normally would take any promotion.
A promotion without a raise, I would take it simply in radio because that's the only kind of promotion you'd get. A promotion without a raise. Raises are hard to come by in radio. I think I got one raise in 30 years.
I'll tell you a quick raise story. A new owner was coming into this radio station. And word got around that I was going to another radio station, which I wasn't. I don't know how this rumor started. Yeah. I met with somebody who wanted to talk to me, but I didn't take it. I said no. And rumor got around that I was leaving. So the new owner came in and met with me, which is illegal. Met with me at a diner because you can't talk to employees if you don't own the radio station yet. And he wouldn't come out and say it because he was very aware that he wasn't supposed to be talking about
aloof.
This. Yeah, he was very aware of it. And he kept talking to me. And he said, what if you got a 39% pay increase to work at this rate? Would you ever take something like that? He made a very, you know, hypothetical. I said, sure.
39%?
And I had no idea what he was talking about until later on I found out, yeah, well, he wanted to keep you because you were leaving. I wasn't leaving. Where was I going? Nobody wanted me.
As far as you know, I'm leaving. I'll take the 39.
Yeah, so I took the 39% pay increase. I'll tell you who it was off the air. Bill Lawrence, I love you, man. You have a great attitude. I love the way you...
Oh, it was an honor for me to be back on the radio with you, Don.
It's an honor for me to have you here.
You were the guy who taught me how to do talk radio, so I'm always grateful.
Was I the guy who let you go?
No.
Okay.
You were here, but you weren't that guy.
I want to make sure this isn't going to turn into a Dateline episode when the microphone goes off.
I got Keith Morrison in the lobby.
He was upset and he held the grudge for all these...